98.9 Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. Finish the lyric, Sandy. Don't worry.
Be happy.
Yes. I scared you for a second,
you
didn't
did.
I?
You did. Because it's not my strong suit is
lyrics,
to finish lyrics.
Yeah. Don't worry, be happy. On a scale of 1 to 10, what kind of a worry wart are you?
Do you really need to ask me that question?
This is why I brought
it up. You've worked with me for how many years?
You have. You've got to listen to this. Because if you tend to worry about things and dwell on things and whatever. I mean, it's easy for Bobby McFerrin to say, don't worry, be happy. Well, Penn State University decided to do a really big study on this.
Mm-hmm.
They figured out how much of the stuff that you worry about actually comes true. This might change your perspective on life. Seriously. I mean, really seriously. This is something you'll hear. You'll take a little bit of this advice. It might make your life a lot easier. So they asked a bunch of people with what's called generalized anxiety disorder. To keep a journal of everything they did for like 2 weeks or 10 days. Then they waited 3 weeks and they went back to see all those worries.
If they came true. Okay.
91.4% of the stuff people worried about didn't come true. So it's like, don't worry, be happy. Only 8.6% of the things that they worried about came true. In other words, less than 1 in 10 things you worry about probably isn't worth worrying about. You worry about 10 things, one of them might.
I think it just comes with, was this a study of what, men who don't have kids? I mean, I think this just comes with parenting. You all of a sudden start to worry more. And the older you get, the more you worry, because the more that you know could go wrong. Like when you're young, you're oblivious and ignorant to what could go wrong. And then you start to experience life and you know there are bad things happen. And that's why you worry, especially when you have children.
But here's more. Listen to this. I'm trying to. Don't fight it. Wouldn't you be happier if you didn't worry so much?
Well, how can you? It's humanly impossible as a parent to be like, oh, my kid's out at a party. I'm just going to go sleep well tonight and I'm not going to worry because Bobby McFerrin in Penn State says I don't have to.
If you raised your kid right, you don't have to worry.
It's not about your kid.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Else.
I'm not a worrier. Right?
You should. That you need to worry.
What's gone wrong? Nothing. My kids are fine.
I think this is crazy. I think now that you have a daughter, this is almost like God is telling you, worry a little bit more, Spizzano, so I'm going to give you a daughter. Because now that you have a daughter, I guarantee you're going to have a totally different mindset about worrying.
I don't think so. I think my personality commands that I don't listen. I almost died in a car accident. I put 300 stitches in my face. Okay. They said I took 3 different blood transfusions on the table when I was 18 years old. After that day, I never worried about an effing thing.
Yeah.
Ever.
Okay. With that though, don't you worry when your kids drove for the first time? Because you know, bad things happen.
Yeah, I did. But guess what? None of it came true.
You do.
Here's the final, listen to this. The most common percentage of worries that came true for people in the study?
Yeah.
0.
I can't do it. I'm sorry. I wish I could.
Just so you know.
I gotta worry. I'm Italian. I'm an Italian mom. That's what happens.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.